It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too. Hey, Tina.
Hey.
Girl, I have to say, I am wore out this week. You passed this phase in your motherhood, but baby, it's field trip time, and they are wearing me the hell out. In a week, I've been to a farm, an orchard, the museum. I've been to a stadium to take a tour. It's getting ridiculous. Every day, I'm getting on a bus and heading some damn well with 500 children because they want the chaperone. And, you know, with me working, you know, for myself, my schedule is flexible. So I try to, you know, say yes and answer the call if and when I can. But, girl, I'm like, damn, yeah. And, girl, they just pleading, please, we need more chaperones, please. Because, baby, these classrooms is full, okay? And they loading all these kids on the bus and going somewhere. And
they girl, want one I'm, person I'm per grown. 10. I remember those days, but I know it got to be crazier now, because when parents, back then I ain't want to do it, so I know when they beg you to do it,
because people are saying, you know, I can't take off from work, my schedule's not flexible, it's the end of the year, I can't I can't use up all my vacation days, and you know, one thing or another, and they, you know, all looking at me like, you work for yourself, get your ass on this bus and take care of these kids.
Where is dad? Where dad needs to be sharing in the resource and sharing in the love and fun on this one?
Baby, he going all next week. I did all this week. He's going, and it's like, but you know what? I just don't remember taking these many field trips when we went to school.
You got
one
trip a year. You get one field trip a year, and then in that one field trip, we already knew where we was going. San Jacinto Battlefield.
Right. The Alamo.
It wasn't nothing new. Confederate Wars
It wasn't nothing fun. Wasn't no museums.
Maybe we went to NASA once. I think we may have gone to NASA once.
It was line up. Look at this. Listen to that. Get back on the bus. Let's go. Girl, they doing all kinds of interactive and building. I'm like, well, how long are we going to be?
But you know, we worked at the museum. So, girl, just remember, you used to work at the Museum of Natural Science in Houston.
Yes.
And girl, you remember all them damn school kids used to come through there?
I remember.
We would be like, oh my goodness, they would just be everywhere. So,
and they little matching shirts. And girl, we ain't even getting no matching shirts. Girl, they got matching shirts and color coordinated. Girl, we get lost. We just have to find our way home. You best know how to catch the bus. Wasn't no matching shirts.
Yeah, and you get on that big old yellow bus. I even seen them in charter buses these days.
They are
chartered buses, but they used to give us on a hot yellow bus in Texas.
Ooh, and girl.
I couldn't even imagine going on a field trip only because one thing I did appreciate in Colorado, you couldn't just volunteer to come on a field trip. They would do a background check, a full background check.
Yeah.
And I mean, even as a parent, every parent at the beginning of the year had to do a background check because you never knew when they was going to ask, like you going into, you know, programs and you have to do a background check. But of course my kids grew up post Columbine. So they were in school after Columbine had happened. And so everything was security around who was coming in and out of the school. So you had to do a background check. So there were some parents who couldn't even come to the school.
maybe I ought to tell them to check my Texas background. See, they checking my Minnesota background. Maybe I could get exempt, baby, because they go to Texas, they're going to find some stuff.
Yeah, so I'm telling you. But you know what? Think about the security and where we at with children these days. Mm-hmm. I can imagine you want to be there because stuff be popping off like it ain't nothing. You can be just taking your kid over to the park and you don't know what fool gonna come on that had a bad day or pissed off because that park did something to him. So I would just say, you know, it's a tough road, but girl, I'm glad you gotta do it.
Girl, okay, you just better be glad you ain't raising your kids right now, because you're right. And that's why I go ahead and say yes. And when I can't go, I see Sean, because you know, I don't. If we are out in community and they ain't got no plan for when some shit pop off, you know, they got their little school plan. They ain't got no plan for what happened at the park or the museum or wherever. So I'm like, y'all ain't gonna run after my baby like I'm gonna run after my baby. Y'all ain't gonna jump on top of him when the shooter get to shooting. I'm gonna try to save his life. So we're gonna go make it.
Even if they teachers and they can carry a firearm in the classroom, I don't even know how that work when they leave the classroom, because they can't carry that, you know, around all, you know, inside. Now in Texas, this is the freaking wild, wild west. Girl, they got, I don't know, you kind of come to Texas, you see a sign that's about, please leave your firearm, no firearms. So, you know, you may go into certain buildings and they'll be like, you can't bring your firearm. But then you may go into certain buildings today and you be shooting, they be like, who packing? You know, check in at the front desk.
But you know, girl, that is so true. I just thought about what you just said because, you know, my mother is here visiting us in Minnesota, and yesterday we went to Mall of America. Now look at God. We plan to be there all day. We got all day wristbands. We had planned on going early. We were there when it opened. The stores wasn't even open. You know, we got there before the stores opened, got our all day wristbands so the kids could go and ride the rides and hang out. And we were having lunch. And I checked my email and I had applied for a grant. And the man said, listen, the grant deadline is today, which was yesterday, at 4:59. He said, and you have something on here that's wrong and I can't fix it. You checked organization, and this grant is for an individual. You apply for the individual grant to pay for your next children's book. So you're not applying at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You're applying at Shaletta Brundage, the author. So I need you to get to your device, pull up your application, and resubmit it and change what you did. And I was like, oh my God. So it was like 2:00. And I told the kids, I said, y'all, we gotta go. Girl, they were devastated. Why we gotta go? I said, because mama gotta fix something on the computer. So we piled in the car, girl. When I say all day wrist passes, I missed out on all my money. We get home, update the application, submit it, resubmit it. We all good. You know, so I start working, kids playing with mama. Girl, I look on the news, and girl, they had a lockdown at the Mall of America. Man with a gun. They wouldn't let nobody in or out. He was having a psychic, right?
Look at God. Girl. put it, let's leave it right there. Leave it right there. Girl. You don't know.
You don't know. I mean, we just having us a good old time. We just enjoying my mama nerves would have been bad. My kids would have been crying. Girl, whole mall went on lockdown. Nobody in and out. Girl, they had to have a SWAT standoff. He must have been white because they ain't shoot the shit out of him. They talked him down. So they talked him down. He didn't get shot, but he had a gun and was having a psychiatric, you know, whatever it was. And girl, I was just like, and I saw the pictures, girl. It was right where we had just been. Girl, everybody was just standing around in the mall. They couldn't buy anything. They couldn't go anywhere. People who wanted to leave couldn't. People who wanted to come in had to, you know, get away. And it was chaotic.
Is that the life we got to live right now? Your kid can't go pick up nobody from, a 20-year-old woman make a wrong turn in a driveway, she's shot. A young boy going to pick up his kids, go to the, his brother's siblings, go to the wrong address, he's shot. You go to the mall, you shot. You go to the grocery store, you shot. I mean, God dang it.
Girl. You can't plan nothing. I saw a festival I wanted to go to in Philadelphia. I know you do the travel podcast and y'all were talking about festivals and the Roots are having their family picnic in Philadelphia. And I was like, shit, if I spend some money and go there and they get to shooting, I'm going to be mad. Girl, I'm not going because I'm scared they're going to start shooting.
Yes. And we got to live in fear everywhere we go. We go out of the country and a festival, and sometimes those are places they target. You know, large crowds, wherever people gathering, black people gathering, Jewish people, gay, LGBTQ, everywhere people are gathering, that's where somebody want to go act a fool.
But what do we do, Tina? Do we go to the festival? Do we stay at home? I mean, shit, they knocking on the door and at the wrong address and shooting the shit out of you. I don't even know what to do. Like, my kids are like, can we go here? Can we go there, girl? And I'm literally looking to see, like, okay, is this in a place where we got a lot of crazies? Have they had a lot of stuff? What's the gun laws in this state? I'm being so careful.
But it's been a place. It's been places like, you know, like where that somebody, I don't know what happened at somebody, a shootout at a 16th year birthday. And
Yes.
Them people said this is the night. I mean, loving, diverse, everybody loving on each other in that community. I had never seen so many, white, black, Hispanic. I mean, they had a small community. They said never in a million years would they thought that this could ever happen in their little town. So, you keep going to these places where we think of Uvalde, places you never think.
Little bitty town.
It never happened because they're so close knit, or they feel like they know everybody. And small town don't mean small town because you don't know who done rolled through there, for 5 minutes, and decided, these people too damn happy. You're gonna have to live in fear in everything. So if you got a fear going to a festival, you need to fear going to the grocery store. If you got a festival, you you're going to church because. You don't know where it can go. It can happen in Philadelphia, and it can happen right there at the Mall of America, just like you said, right down the street.
And it's the thing, folks are going to get crazier if we don't really start relying on our faith. If we don't really start hunkering down and praying and getting back to what we know and love is true, because our faith is going to be the only thing that gets us through this. When you said fear going to the grocery store, fear going to the Mall of America, I thought about that scripture that says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And if we can't rely on that, if we're trying to figure it out ourselves, it's going to be even more crazy folks out here, because they're going to be trying to figure it out themselves, and they see folk with a gun, they're going to go get a gun. Everybody's trigger finger is itchy right now.
Yeah, it is. And that's what's going to happen, because they're going to be having like, oh, we don't know. Oh, what did he do? He reached in this. Somebody coming with a long black coat. Oh, he must be, he must have gun. So, we'll constantly live in this fear. Oh, he looked like the last guy that shot somebody. So, we're going to constantly be, associating, one trauma to the next trauma. And I don't know if I can live. I can't live like that.
No,
You almost have to live saying, hey, you know what? I got faith in God and I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. And I'm telling you, you know, if God, if it was meant for me to happen, it was going to happen. And that's how God wanted it.
You know what? And I hear you say that all the time. And it's been resonating with me more and more lately as we, you know, are moving into this new way of living. Well, you know, I mean, I remember after COVID when you got on the plane, you were one of the first people I saw going back on vacation, getting back out into life. You said, I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. And I was like, okay, yeah, we covered by the blood, but you really going? Okay, yeah, we covered by the blood, but okay, are you really finna get on that plane? And mm-hmm. and it's our faith. If we say we really have faith in God, then we really have to trust him. And I just appreciate how faithful you've been, no matter if things are going good or things are going bad. You know, before we wrap up this podcast, what do you say to people who are afraid, who are scared, who have anxiety, who, you know, used to live a certain way, but now, you know, they're in a hole. They got people who still ain't came out their house. You know, it took me 2 years to come out the house. I didn't go out the house for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm.
And then when you
after COVID.
Up like you was finna get ready to go into an incubator. go into isolation. But I'm telling you, what I would just really say is, you know what, we're gonna have to rely on our faith. You know, I hadn't been back into the physical sense of in the structure of church, and I've been going back to church, like physically sitting in church, because I was watching it on TV and watching it online. But you know what, we gotta go dig back into our faith in God and sit in church and go to places where, you know, we know where we can, you know, fellowship with other believers. And because, you know what, I think what we're losing right now is we're losing our faith. We're losing our faith because I can tell you, Shaletta, you can sit at home and pray and read your Bible and watch every church you want. But you know what, until you hear a word, because everybody has a way of delivering messages in God's word. And if you're not there to hear how they read and interpreted this scripture, you know, you over there interpreting yourself. Girl, I'm getting by the blood. You know, somebody may have a whole different purpose, a whole different meaning for those words. You know, fear not. You know, God doesn't give us the spirit of fear. They got a whole different reason. That means something else. So we got to go back, get back into the word, fellowship with people. And I'm telling you, because if we don't get closer to God, I'm telling you, and get closer to God's word, I'm telling you, that's the only thing going to protect us, because we need to know and pray. Because sometimes I should have put a gun to me. I'm going to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, you know, deliver me. Say, I'm going to give my prayer to get. I can't do, that's all I can do. Because I ain't got a gun.
Right. Oh, no, you got something better than the gun. You got the blood. You got Jesus, and you, and I have to say, more so than anybody I know, you have been the most faithful to God during the pandemic, where we say, I believe God, but we don't trust him. And I saw you trusting him, and I saw you stepping out on faith, and you didn't beat anybody over the head with anything. You didn't say, oh, well, you need to do this, or you need to do that, or you need to have faith, or, you know, you didn't do any of that. It was just your silent example. And I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of us were watching, because it wasn't just me. You know, some of our friends, Fanshawn and Latanya, was like, Tina getting on the plane? How's she doing? Should everything go okay? I saw her getting on the plane. I said, child, Tina said she was covered in the blood, and she gone. So it wasn't even like you were beating folks over the head, because it was some folks like, take your mask off, get on the plane, go here, go there. It was just your silent faith walk. And I think that has so much of an impact on all of us. And that got me to the point where I was coming out the house. I started going back to church. I started then taking my kids out, you know, so that we can start enjoying life and let my kids, you remember told me, let the kids go back to school. I let the kids go back to in-person school. And so, you know, I just have to say thank you for your example of what faith in action looks like. Because we read about it, we talk about it, we pray about it, we sing about it, but not a lot of us like you are living that.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I pray constantly. I don't know, I'm not one of those people that's, you know, like a sitting on the corner. But you know what? When I get on the plane, I pray for everybody on that plane every time. Plane. When I get off the plane, I pray. You know, so I'm constantly in prayer. Even when I get in my car, when I get home, my mom, and you know what? I got this from my mom. And my mom been 35 years. Every day when we got home from everywhere we went, her first word would be, thank you, Jesus. And I want to ask her, Mom, why you always say thank you, Jesus? She said, because you know what? We made it here. But you know what? I never knew that as a little small child. And I had a cousin many years ago. I would hear him, you know, because my mom had a daycare. He said, thank you, Jesus. And I said, Stephen, I said, where you get thank you, Jesus? He said, you know, Aunt Teresa always say thank you, Jesus, because we made it. Because my mom would always drop him home. And you know what? That's all you got to do is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you made it. You made it home. You made it to bed. You woke up this morning. I mean, people be thinking you got to have this long soliloquy about a prayer. Girl, just thank you, Lord. Jesus will. And you know, because I'm telling you, people thinking you got to, and I know you need to put your time in with God each day, but every day, you thank you, Jesus. You know, I got some food. Pray over that food. You don't know what them people did. Went in the bathroom, dug in this, done that, whatever. Jesus, because you know, you don't know what might have got in your food. So, you know, so just pray. Pray along the way.
That's it. That's the title of the podcast. Pray along the way. I love you, Tina. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
All righty.
All right. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Well, this is awkward.
On this season of Outside Chance,
we're about to put the fly in fly fishing.
I'm about to prove there's an outdoor activity for everybody.
Yeah! This one I'm pretty confident I can make.
I'll break down gear, costs, and best locations to learn.
Holy crap.
Whoa! Yeah!
Life is meant to be experienced.
Did you see that?
Join me and find out what you've been missing.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
Racial covenants had structured every aspect of life.
Keeping Black people in Black spaces.
Slavery's history is Minnesota's history.
So much of working towards racial equity is around telling our own stories.
Whether I'm taking the bus or the light rail, I'm on board with Metro Transit. What would I do without my ride? I hope to never find out. Metro Transit is my ticket to get where I need to go. Uptown or downtown, city or suburbs, no hassle. It's my reliable, affordable way to get to work, run errands, visit friends, and then get back home to my neighborhood. With easy-to-pay fares, I just jump on board and relax while a professional does the driving. This is my time to listen to my music, catch up with my friends on social media, play a game or read, or just chill out and unwind on the way to my destination. But sharing the ride is also about being with folks from my community, headed to school, or traveling to their appointments, or out on the town. Traveling together, we make our road safer and create a healthier environment for everyone. Get on board with Metro Transit. It's your ride, too.
I am so excited.
Did you get a package from me?
I am so excited to invite you to a one-of-a-kind experience featuring Isabel Wilkerson, the acclaimed New York Times best-selling author of The Warmth of Other Suns and Cast. You don't want to miss this incredible keynote event, emceed by NPR's Angela Davis and moderated by Chandra Smith-Baker. Wilkerson will share her powerful insights on the impact of caste on American society. Join Teach for America Twin Cities and the Minneapolis Foundation at Northrop on Friday, April 28th at 7 p.m. for an intimate evening of discussion and discovery. Visit Northrop's website or scan the QR code on your screen to secure your tickets today. Be part of something bigger. Join us at Northrop Auditorium for Exposing America's Invisible Scaffolding on April 28th at 7 p.m.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
When you're running your own business, it's exciting to imagine what's possible and overwhelming to think about how to make it work. You need a banker to help meet challenges and make the most of opportunities to grow. At Bremer Bank, we understand that success is always a team effort because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
When it comes to deciding what gets recycled or what doesn't, you don't have to be confused. Ramsey County makes it easy to drop off the right items at the right locations without a lot of extra work. And it's free. Yard waste? Check. Household hazardous waste? You bet. Food scraps? Those too. Unwanted medicine? We take it. Old electronics? Bring them by. Household recycling? You know it. Learn what items you can dispose of and where at RamseyRecycles.com. Because in Ramsey County, recycling is for everyone.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at GeneralMills.com/racial equity.